Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Anthony Turton is a professor at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State. He joins us this morning talking about the problems caused by illegal plumbing installations and the effect and the impact that that can have on us. Professor, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. And may I say that the apparatus and the absence of paparazzi in your life.
Absolutely right. Many ways that we could use that word. Either way, Professor, and no ataraxia in the water and plumbing industry at the moment. What? How serious a problem is this? You know, we've all heard about illegal electricity connections. I didn't even know that illegal plumbing was a thing.
Yes, you know, it's a very tiny issue that we raised because I've been writing a lot about this to various professional organizations, particularly homeowners associations and body corporates, because what's happening is as our water services are becoming increasingly unstable, people are starting to invent new solutions, and many of them are either poorly designed or they are, in many cases, extremely risky to human health. And let me just give you one example. The best example I can think of now is in residential estates or body corporates, or even in private homes, where people are confronted by shutdown of water and fear of water or loss of water security. So what they do is they typically put in a backup tank. And with that backup tank now, they believe that they've got water security, which they do have. The water's available for them. But what they don't realize is that they now open themselves to a new risk that they've not thought of before. And that one risk, I don't want to get too technical about it, but I'll explain the reason why the risk is there. But the risk comes from the fact that if you have a standby tank of water in your complex, and that water stands there for a period of time, and typically it'll be stored for days, if not weeks on end. What happens is that water gets hot in the sun because the tank is exposed to the heat in the sun, and you get what is known technically as a process of thermal stratification. And thermal stratification occurs when warm water rises and cold water sinks, and you start getting a situation where you get a differentiation of strata, so you get a warm layer at the top and a cold layer at the bottom. And that warm layer, once it reaches a certain critical level, it starts becoming perfect conditions for the growth of a bacteria that is widely found, and that bacteria is Legionella. And Legionella gives rise to a disease known as Legionnaire's disease, Legionellosis. And this you find almost everywhere. In fact, when I was at the CSIR, one of the things that was often tested for people there was the presence of Legionella in, for example, water cooling towers and stuff like that. Whenever you've got water that's slightly warmer than ambient temperature, you have this risk of Legionella. So at the CSIR, they did a regular test for this kind of thing, and they found it virtually everywhere. So it's a very, very widely found bacteria, but now you're creating perfect breeding conditions for it in these backup storage facilities. And unless they are designed properly, and when I say properly designed, typically by an engineer who understands this stuff, they might even be installed by a professional plumber, but a professional plumber in general is not aware of this Legionella risk. So when they do the plumbing, it might be legally compliant, but it still does not factor in this risk. And so this is just one example. There are many other examples. Mm. This is just but one example of an unintended consequence of changing circumstances.
Absolutely. So when people are looking at these JoJo tanks, and many, many people are installing them now simply because we are unable to rely on our water supply, this is something that we need to be concerned about. If those tanks are sitting in the sun and water remains there for a while, or you go away for a week or two, come back, and that it hasn't been replaced all the time because there's been no usage, that could be a potential problem, right?
Yes, and so you need to understand the driver of risk. So if you understand what the risk is, then you can of course mitigate it. We live in a world full of risk, and we learn how to mitigate it, and that's called life. So you mitigate that through proper design. And even the plumbers, in many cases, although they're professional plumbers, they are generally unaware of that risk because it's a fairly new thing, And in this particular case, the problem arises when the water is used for shower purposes, because the vector for the pathogen into the human body are micro droplets, and we're all fully aware of micro droplets now in the world of COVID-19. So it's those micro droplets that are then inhaled into the lungs. So it's not a question of drinking the water, it's a question of inhaling the water, and then you get infected.
Interesting.
And, that's just one. I mean, there are many, many examples of this. I know that when your producer contacted me, she sent me a reference to a Creamers Media clip that was referred to illegal discharge of water into stormwater systems. So sewage water going to stormwater systems or stormwater going to sewage systems. And that, of course, is a risk that manifests at a different level of society, but also an extremely important and growing problem in light of our infrastructure failure throughout the country. So, you know, it's a pervasive thing, and it's got many, many layers to it. And these are just two examples that I've mentioned now.
And I think these are very, very important, because whereas many of us and many of our listeners will think, oh, well, you know, illegal connections, that's just not something we would do, not be part of. But as you said, there are unintended consequences of the situation in which we find ourselves in South Africa, where we try and take care of mitigate the crumbling or failing infrastructure. And by doing so, we certainly could be creating other problems.
Yes, so I mean, let me just explain how it might happen inadvertently without anyone even realizing. So let's assume for this argument that there's a general trend in South Africa towards higher density living. So in other words, people tending to live in clusters, cluster homes or complexes more so than say 20 years ago. So you now got smaller and smaller parcels of land, and each individual might not have direct control over their own land because of the body corporate rules, etc. But now those cluster living or cluster homes tend to have a lot of paving on them. And because you've got paving and a relatively small bit of land, you now start getting areas of the paved ground where you might get a bit of accumulation of water for whatever reason, rainfall, etc. So now it gets difficult to remove that water because the drainage wasn't put in by the original contractor, or the contractor sees that there's going to be a flooding there. So the nearest available drain, in fact, is the sewage system. So they simply put a drain in the corner of the paving in the courtyard. The owner doesn't even know about it. They just see a drain there. They don't know where the drain goes to. But that drain is then connected by the contractor, not the plumber, by the contractor, to the sewage system. Now, if you extrapolate this up over thousands and thousands of complexes in a city, you suddenly start having a situation where there's a small rainstorm event, and you suddenly get a peak flow in your sewage system, which was never designed to take that peak load. So what that now does is it sends a spike of flow down the system into the wastewater works, which is unable to cope, and the sewer starts popping, and you then start flushing out untreated wastewater into the nearest river. So you see, that's another example that manifests elsewhere. And in most cases, the individual owner of that property is completely blissfully unaware, because they did not deliberately tell someone to go and connect that pipe to that system. This is just done by dodgy contractors, maybe by poorly trained supervisors, etc. So it's pervasive. It happens all over the show, and now it is accelerating the deterioration of water quality in our rivers, and it's also accelerating the deterioration of our infrastructure.
And that is something absolutely that we need to keep an eye on. If you are getting involved with some form of water system within a complex, within your home, just make sure that you ask the right questions and that you are satisfied that the person who's installing it knows what they are talking about. Professor Anthony Turton, professor at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State, bringing us absolutely vital information.